This is the Warren County Radio Bible School, and as we continue in the Bible School today, we're taking a change. Instead of looking at Elam's notes on those old Sunday school lessons, I'm reading from a set of lectures that were published of the 42nd Annual Stop 11 Road Church of Christ Lectureship that was held in November, early in November, called Mountains and Valleys of the Bible. There's a passage on the front of this little lecture book that I'm looking at here, quoting 1 Kings 20 and verse 28. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, The Lord is God of the hills, but he's not the God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude in thy hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. You see, God is the God of the mountains and of the valleys. And I was asked to speak on this lectureship and to prepare manuscripts for this book. And I've been reading the third of three of these manuscripts that I prepared on the Valley of Hinnom. And I'm going to be completing the reading of that lecture here in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, I've given in this lecture the history of that valley of the son of Hinnom in the Old Testament. It became a dreaded place. It was a place where the Tophet was built, where the kings offered their children unto the god Molech in the fire. What a horrible thing it would be to have children burned alive to a false god. You know, many today sacrifice their children by abortion to a god of convenience and pleasure. And indeed, that is a horrible thing. This Valley of Hinnom in the time between the Testament came to represent the Valley of God's judgment against the wicked. And so it is used in the New Testament. There are 10 references to the Valley of Gehenna in the New Testament, and 9 of these are spoken of by Christ and once by his brother James. I began reading them in our last program. I'm going to begin again and read them. This word, Gehenna, is translated in our common Bibles by the word hell, which is the place of God's eternal judgment. And that's what this is referring to. When we read about Gehenna in the New Testament, it's not a geographical reference, but a symbolic reference of a real place where God is going to punish the wicked in eternity. And these are the passages that speak of that hell. And instead of hell, I'm going to be reading the term Gehenna. Matthew 5:22. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoso shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of Gehenna fire. Matthew 5:29. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into Gehenna. Matthew 5:30. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into Gehenna. Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Matthew 18:8-9. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed than to having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into Gehenna fire. Note how Gehenna fire is used interchangeably with everlasting fire. Matthew 23:14-15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore shall ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of Gehenna than yourselves. Notice how Gehenna is used in reference to damnation. The children of Gehenna, in this context, is the child of damnation. Matthew 23:33. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how shall ye escape the damnation of Gehenna? Mark 9:43-44. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands and go into Gehenna, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9:45-46. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into Gehenna, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9:47-48. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into Gehenna fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Luke 12:4-5. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom shall ye fear? Fear him which, after that, he hath power to cast into Gehenna. I say unto you, fear him. The one reference by someone other than Christ to Gehenna is by his brother James in James 3:5-6. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, and a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on the fire of Gehenna. He calls it the fire of hell, to show what a mighty fire it is that the tongue can kindle. The book of Revelation does not have in it the word Gehenna, but it speaks of this place. Consider the following. Revelation 14:9-10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead and in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Revelation 19:20-21. And the beast was taken, with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he had deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat on the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Revelation 20:10-15. And the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, whose face from the earth and heavens fled away, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their words. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. When we read of the valley of Hinnom, we read of a place of lamentations, of weeping and gnashing of teeth, a place for the worship of Chemosh, Molech, and Baal, the Tophet where the sons and daughters of kings were passed through the fire, a place of judgment deep and wide, where the pile thereof is fire and much wood, and where the breath of the Lord like a stream of brimstone doth kindle it, where one could look down upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against the Lord, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh, where their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, a place of wrath and abominations, the valley of slaughter. And they shall bury till there be no place to bury, where the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away, a place to fear, a place to destroy soul and body with fire, a place of everlasting fire, a place of damnation, a place to be tormented in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, where the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and there's no rest day nor night. A lake, a fire burning with brimstone. The second death. When we visited Jerusalem in 2023, our guide took us to the part of the old city that is called the City of David. From an overlook, I gazed down into the valley of the son of Hinnom. No doubt, as with other valleys around Jerusalem, this valley has been filled in over the years with rocks and dirt and debris, but it is still a steep and narrow valley. Trash and garbage are still flowing or allowed to flow into this valley from the dwellings above. Across from where we were viewing, the guide showed us a shelf in this valley believed to have been the potter's field that was called Al-Sadama, that is to say, the field of blood. This was the field purchased with the 30 pieces of silver given to Judas to betray Jesus, and that Judas returned to the chief priest and elders. The purchase of this field was a fulfillment of a prophecy in the Jeremiah scroll. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me. Zechariah 11:12-13. It was here that Judas hung himself. And with no one to take his body down, he fell headlong and burst asunder, and all his bowels gushed out. Acts 1:18. If you ever have an opportunity to visit Jerusalem, you may want to go to this dreadful valley and see it for yourself, but you do not want to go to the hell that it came to represent. Well, that was the end of those three lectures. And next class, we'll return to Elam's notes.